Over the years, we've done some of our interviews underground. That's the case for today's feature, situated on Level 7 on one of the most important sites of the late 20th century. Our feature on the American countryside is brought to you by Exmark Mowers. Take back your weekend. Go to Exmark.com today.
Landscape pros trust Exmark more than any other brand. For more than 30 years, Exmark mowers have been built to work all day, every day. For a perfect cut, every time, in no time. So use what the pros use and take back your weekends. What's your favorite way to enjoy a weekend? Submit your video at Exmark.com/weekends for a chance to win a new Exmark mower, as well as other cool gear, trips, and more.
Sled dogs, musk ox, and the largest vegetables on the planet. It's just a few of the things you'll see on our American countryside adventure to Alaska, August 31st through September 8th. We'll ride the Alaska Railroad, sail the Kenai Fords, tour Denali National Park, and see Alaska sea life. We'll also experience Alaskan agriculture and tour the Alaska State Fair. It's an amazing trip, and I hope you'll join us. So get your free brochure by calling 800-826-2266. That's 826-2266, or find our ad at AmericanCountryside.com. Here underneath the earth in Green Valley, Arizona, you can witness Cold War history. It's called Titan Missile Site 571-7, and we took the elevator down to level 7 of the silo underneath the missile itself to visit with Yvonne Morris.
There were 18 of these particular missile sites that were situated around Tucson, Arizona, and then another 18 around Wichita, Kansas. And finally, another set of 18 around Little Rock, Arkansas.
The Titan II carried the largest warhead ever deployed on a land-based missile by the United States.
The W-53 warhead that was carried by the Titan II had a yield of 9 megatons. That's the equivalent of 9 million tons of TNT. That much explosive power would decimate an area of 900 square miles.
Such a powerful weapon took a relative few people to oversee its operation here at the site.
Well, on a day-to-day basis, you have a four-person crew that's here for 24 hours at a time. And that shift is called an alert. So they're out here on alert for 24 hours.
Those four crew members would be allowed to get sleep during their shift, but two people were always in the control room at a time. Today, Yvonne oversees the site, now open to the public.
And there is a lot of satisfaction that I take in being the director of this historic site now, because when I was on crew, I was so close to it that I couldn't really step back and see it from a distance.
More next time as we travel the countryside in Green Valley, Arizona. I'm Andrew McRae.